O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 3, verses 1 through 6. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Prepare Him Room by Rita Baloche. The verses take on a more melancholy sound as the text contemplates the miraculous wonder of the Son's incarnation. In the choruses, the approach is joyful and rapturous, with a focus on preparing our hearts for all that the Lord has to give.
Yourself. Luke 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip Tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Advent is a time of preparation in which we tune our hearts and our minds to the entrance of Jesus into this world and our lives. John the Baptist was the ultimate preparer, the last of the prophets who takes up the words of the prophet Isaiah to pave the way for Jesus. And John, like Isaiah, was the voice crying in the wilderness. In ancient times, when a king entered a city or a village, it was a royal entrance. Obstacles were removed for the king's approach. But in Isaiah, which John quotes, the Lord's coming is cataclysmic. Whole valleys, he says, will be lifted. Mountains will collapse. The crooked will be made straight. This is massive upheaval. It pictures a superhighway through the wasteland for the royal welcome of the coming of Jesus. And we need to know that Jesus brings upheaval into our lives. He wants to deal with those areas that we've kept from him. He levels our pride when we're too high on ourselves, and he lifts us up when we're discouraged and too hard on ourselves. Jesus has come to make straight what is crooked in us. He teaches us how to amend our ways. Jesus straightens out our skewed relational patterns, turning us from self-centeredness to center on him and others, so that we become less defensive to feedback and more attuned to the needs of others around us. Friends, this is about repentance, a turning to Christ on a daily basis. Someone has said that repentance is the threshold to God in our lives. So let the voice of John the Baptist, and ultimately the voice of Christ to whom John points, speak loudly in your wilderness. Prepare the way for Christ's gracious rule in this world. All flesh shall see the salvation of God in him, Luke says, and prepare the way for his kind rule in your life.
Let's close now with this ancient prayer from the Mozarabic Church. O Lord Jesus Christ, at your first coming you humbled yourself because of our sins. At your second coming our sins will be done away with by your mercy, and we will be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting through your merits, O blessed Savior. With the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.